heads.
Do you get great ideas and don't know which one to act on first? Welcome to the Future File. Momstown 365, I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Yes.
You are.
I am what?
Heather Ryder.
I am Heather Ryder.
I am Heather
Ryder. And yes, I am one of those that has what I think to be so many brilliant ideas every day. And I can't remember them.
It's like squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do something about that. No, stop the train. Put it in a future file, because creative ideas run amok in creative people. You can't stop creating. It's like somebody who's, I said this before, Russ sees funny. He can't stop seeing funny.
So, and creative people see creative pursuits, and you can't stop being creative.
You don't want to.
You don't want to, but you can't act out on every creative idea.
Right. You got to channel it a little bit. Prioritize.
Write them down.
And
future file it.
Future. We call it the future file. Literally, write it on a piece of paper. It could even be a future notebook file.
So, I was recently cleaning out my closet.
No.
Yeah.
You were.
It's like an ongoing project. I feel like I'm always like, I'm going to clean out the closet. But anyway, part of what the mess in my closet is my future file. I don't ever throw away all the notebooks and all the stuff.
Oh, really? That's where you store it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I don't think that's a bad thing. Is it just not in an organized way?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not. So you and I used to actually have a future file in the office.
Yes.
And we actually would. Oh, that's great for the future. You and I would even decipher, is it worthy of going in the future file or just like,
silly idea.
Yeah. That belongs in a file and it's not the future one.
It's the round one. Well, and if you listen to, go to momstown365.com, scroll to Tracy Pay episodes, how to lose weight by cleaning your closet or something. Remember that episode? And they'll get the context of what you're talking about with your closet.
Maybe I could get rid of 20 pounds if I just unload all of my creativity.
Well, have you thumbed through it? And
that's what I was doing. And so then it took me down.
That's a rabbit hole.
Oh, another, yes, squirrel.
So
I came across some very creative ideas.
Did you really?
Oh my gosh, yes. Old ones, not so old ones, yes.
That's so funny.
I'll have to share them with you.
So with that said, there is a time for every creation.
Yes.
A season for every creation.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a small season. It could be a big one. But you can't have them all at the same time unless they're supporting what you're already doing.
Right.
So.
But they do tend to derail you, distract you, deter you. Any other D words?
Debilitate you.
Defy you. Define you.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, because I think a lot of women, especially because we talked about this and moms being solution oriented and having, and their creative gene kicks in when you have kids.
Because you want to make the world a better place.
You do. And so our creativity is on high. So you and I talking about having so many creative ideas, we are not alone. Mom listening right now is in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you do have a surge of creative ideas, maybe because you went for a walk or a run or you listened to Rick Astley or you're sitting at the beach having a margarita.
Listening to Santana.
Yep. Or flamenco music.
Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Then you're going to come up with ideas that probably need to go in the future file.
So write those down, file them away, and you can let them go.
And then
for the meantime,
something might surface from being a hobby, because I'm not going to make any money knitting.
You don't think so?
No, it's just a hobby. But I am making money, the real deal, in podcasting.
Right.
So there
you go.
So what's your knitting? Put that in the future file or just enjoy it. No, it's a hobby and it's not going to make any money.
And then some of those creative ideas and pursuits do. And those are the ones that you focus on.
The cream rises to the top.
It always does. There's a reason why that is conventional wisdom or the old adage or however you want to phrase it.
So, is the cream on your coffee rising to the top on something? If not, just put it in the future file. It can come to life later.
Absolutely. All right, up next, you're not running a marathon. You might just be hitting a wall.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that on Momstown 365, where you know what we do. We have a little bit of fun every day.